Chapter 6. Traffic laws. Laws regulating the movement of traffic are an absolute necessity. Without traffic laws, all movements of vehicles on public roads would come to a complete stop in a very short time. Traffic laws apply to all who use the streets and roads, drivers of vehicles, operators of motorcycles and bicycles, and pedestrians. Traffic laws exist for your own protection. If you disobey them, you run the risk of killing or injuring yourself or someone else. From time to time, traffic laws are changed or modified by our state legislature. Any important changes will be brought to the attention of drivers through the news media, driver education courses, law enforcement officers, and all other resources. Every driver should study the manual every few years to know the laws of the state. Listed here are the principal traffic laws as they apply to users of public streets and highways. Topics covered in other sections of this manual may be regulated by law, in addition to their value as safe operating suggestions for highway users. Speed regulations. Speed may not always, in itself, be the primary cause of traffic crashes, but it all too often is the factor that turns a minor mishap into a fatal accident. The greatest danger of excessive speed lies in the increased severity rather than the frequency of collisions. Alabama's basic speed law provides that you must never drive a vehicle at a speed that is faster than reasonable under existing conditions. Consider road, weather, and your vehicle condition, as well as your own physical condition. What might be a reasonable speed at one time may not be reasonable at another time because of conditions. Speed limits. In addition to the basic speed law, the traffic laws set up speed limits for normal driving conditions. Speeds in excess of such limits are prima facie evidence that they are unlawful, and you may be arrested. All speed limits in municipalities are maximum speeds. Statutory limits apply unless there have been other speed zones established and the limits are posted on official regulatory signs. Statutory speed limits include 30 miles per hour in an urban district, 35 miles per hour unpaved road, 45 miles per hour county paved road, unless posted, 55 miles per hour in other locations, 65 miles per hour where posted, 70 miles per hour where posted on interstate. Minimum speed limits may also be set on some roadways. Where they are posted, any speed below that minimum is considered to be unlawful under normal weather, road, and traffic conditions. You must never drive so slowly that you will interfere with other cars or vehicles moving at normal safe speeds. Many accidents are caused by drivers who block or hinder other traffic by driving at speeds that are too low. Slow speeds often required. Slower speeds are necessary when you approach or cross a street, highway, or railroad crossing and also when approaching flags, flares, or fuses on roads. Slow down when approaching crests of hills and curves. Stopping. A complete stop is required for the following. At a stop sign. When a stop sign is placed at the entrance to any street or highway, you must bring your vehicle to a complete stop. A vehicle approaching a stop sign must stop at the marked stop line. If no stop line is marked, the vehicle must stop before entering the crosswalk on the near side of the intersection. If there is no crosswalk, the vehicle must stop before entering the crossing street at the point nearest the intersection where the driver has a clear view of approaching traffic. Proceed cautiously. You may have to stop a second time if your view was blocked at the first stop and there is conflicting traffic. When coming from an alley, private driveway, or building within a business or residence district, always stop before crossing the sidewalk or crosswalk area. When a school patrol member is displaying an official flag in a stop position. At an intersection or crosswalk when traffic signal shows a red light or stop signal. Wait until the signal changes to green and the way is clear before proceeding. You may make a right turn after stopping for a red light if you are in the proper lane for such turn. You may make a left turn after stopping if you are driving on a one-way street and the street you turn left onto is a one-way street with traffic moving from right to left. In the case of both right and left turns after stopping for a red light, you must yield to other traffic and pedestrians lawfully proceeding through the intersection. Such turns cannot be made against a red light if a sign has been posted prohibiting such turn. If the traffic light is inoperative, treat the intersection as you would a four-way stop. At railroad crossing where stop signs are posted. At a flashing red signal. This means the same as a stop sign. When directed by a flagman or any traffic control device at railroad crossings. At bridges opening for water navigation. When ordered to stop by a flagman at a construction site, or at any time when directed by a police officer. After being involved in an accident, proceed only after complying with procedure defined by law. When an emergency vehicle is coming toward you or approaches from behind, displaying flashing red or blue lights and activating a siren, you must pull over to the curb or side of the road and come to a complete stop. At a yield sign if there are pedestrians or vehicles crossing the intersecting street or highway. When you are following or meeting a school bus or church bus stopped on the road while the stop signal arm is extended and displaying flashing red lights. Remain stopped until the stop signal is retracted and red lights are turned off. You should also stop when meeting or following a school or church bus which is stopped on a 4-6 lane undivided highway. A stop is not required on a divided highway having 4 or more lanes, which permits at least 2 lanes of traffic to travel in opposite directions when meeting a school or church bus which is stopped in the opposing roadway, or if the school or church bus is stopped in a loading zone which is a part of or adjacent to such highway and where pedestrians are not permitted to cross the roadway. School buses. Many school buses activate amber flashing lights well in advance of the stop to warn other drivers. Right-of-way and yielding. Right-of-way rules are an aid to safe and smooth traffic flow. They emphasize courtesy and common sense. The violation of these rules is one of the main causes of traffic crashes. It's smart driving to obey right-of-way rules. The right-of-way rules include: if two vehicles enter an intersection not controlled by signs or signals, and from different roadways at about the same time, the driver of the vehicle on the left shall yield to the vehicle on the right. If you enter an uncontrolled intersection at an unlawful speed, you lose any right of way which you might otherwise have. Yield to emergency vehicles, such as ambulances, firefighting apparatus, and police vehicles, when they are displaying a flashing red or blue light and sounding a siren or bell. Whether the emergency vehicle is overtaking or meeting you, pull to the side of the roadway and stop. In an intersection, clear it before stopping. Don't proceed until the emergency vehicle has passed. The law requires you to stop and give right-of-way at any intersection to a blind person carrying a white cane tipped with red and holding the cane with arm extended, or using a guide dog. Cars entering from a private road or driveway must stop and yield to cars on a public street or highway. When entering an intersection where there is a yield sign facing you, slow down and, if necessary, stop to yield the right-of-way to vehicles and pedestrians legally crossing the roadway on which you are driving. When making a left turn within an intersection or into an alley, driveway, or private road, you must yield the right-of-way to any vehicle approaching from the opposite direction when it is within the intersection or so close as to constitute an immediate hazard. Vehicles entering an intersection on green arrows must yield to other traffic lawfully using the intersection. Many highway deaths and serious injuries occur on two-lane highways when vehicles collide head-on or sideswipe each other. Most of these are caused by improper or careless passing, and is almost always a violation of state law. Most two-lane highways in the state are adequately marked with solid yellow center stripes and prohibiting signs in areas where passing would be hazardous. In addition to those areas so marked, drivers must exercise extreme caution in all areas during the hours of darkness, poor visibility, and when road surfaces are slippery from rain, snow, or ice. On two-lane roads with traffic moving in both directions, you may pass traffic on the left if the pass can be completed safely without exceeding the speed limit. In preparing to pass, check the road ahead for sufficient distance and the road behind for other traffic that may be preparing to pass you. Signal your intention to the driver ahead. A tap of the horn or a flick of headlights at night is helpful. Activate left turn signals before passing, and right turn signals after passing and before returning to the right lane. Do not return to the right lane too soon, not until you can see the entire front of the vehicle you have just passed in your interior rear view mirror. When another car is trying to pass you, stay in your own lane and don't increase speed. Passing on the right is permissible on one-way roadways and streets and highways marked for two or more lanes of traffic moving in the same direction. It is unlawful to drive on the shoulder to pass except during an emergency or when so directed by traffic authorities. When passing on the right, be sure to check traffic ahead and behind and use signals to show your intention. Use of the signal alone does not give you the right to pass. Be extremely cautious in passing on the right and watch the car you are passing carefully. In some states, this is a forbidden maneuver and out-of-state drivers may not expect it. You may not cross the center line to pass on a curve or hill where you cannot see a clear passing distance of at least 500 feet. At a highway intersection. When meeting an oncoming vehicle. Where signs prohibit passing, or where there is a solid yellow line on your side of the center line. Double solid yellow prohibits traffic from both directions from crossing the center line to pass pedestrians. The number of pedestrian injuries, fatalities could be greatly reduced if motorists were more observant, particularly on streets with parked vehicles, during hours of darkness or poor visibility, in spots with a number of children going to and from school or play areas, and in areas with churches, mailboxes, bus stops and other spots with high foot traffic. Drivers must stop for school children and school safety patrols directing movement. Yield to blind pedestrians with canes and/or guide dogs. Not block crosswalks when at a stop sign or waiting on a red light. Stop for a school bus displaying an extended stop arm. Pedestrians must yield to all vehicles when crossing at points other than crosswalks. Safety rules for pedestrians. When walking on a roadway, stay as far left as possible, in single file. In darkness, poor visibility, carry a light, wear clothing in light colors and/or with reflective materials. Slippery roads, poor visibility may hinder driver's ability to stop quickly. Make eye contact with a driver before proceeding. Following emergency vehicles. Only vehicles on necessary official business are permitted to follow within 500 feet of emergency vehicles on an emergency run. Don't drive over an unprotected fire hose unless authorized to do so by a police officer or fire department official. Other traffic laws. Backing is a dangerous maneuver and accounts for many crashes among all classes of drivers. If you are going to back the vehicle, it is a good practice to walk completely around the vehicle to be sure no person or obstacle is behind it. Before backing, you should look to the front, sides, and rear and continue to look over your right shoulder to the rear while backing. Do not depend on your mirror. Back slowly into the proper traffic lane with a minimum of movement. Follow the same rules when backing into traffic lanes after being parked at an angle. Backing is prohibited on controlled access highways, freeways and expressways, except for emergency vehicles in performance of their duties. Except for backing into a parking place, it is never advisable to back on a public street or road. If you back out of a driveway, always back into the nearest lane and proceed from there. Never back across other traffic lanes. Driving on shoulders is unlawful unless required by emergency conditions. It is never lawful, except under emergency conditions, to drive on the shoulder to pass another vehicle. Obstructions on windows are prohibited by state law. No sign, poster, or other materials may be placed on any window of a vehicle if it obstructs. Changing lanes. Never move from one lane to another until you make certain that you can do so safely. This means watching for safe clearance to the side, ahead and behind your vehicle. Do not rely solely on your mirror when checking for clearance. Glance over your shoulder to check the blind spot your mirror does not cover. You should show your intentions to other drivers by using turn signals or hand signals, but remember that a signal does not grant the right to change lanes. Whether you are changing to the next lane or, as may be necessary on multiple lane roadways, to some other lane, you must wait until it is safe to do so. Be sure your intentions are known. Signals should be continued until you are ready to make the actual turn. The correct hand signals are: stop or decrease speed, hand and arm extended downward. Left turn, hand and arm extended out. Right turn, hand and arm extended upward. Improper turns are the cause of many traffic accidents. The pedestrian is often the victim of an improper turn at an intersection. A wrong turn on the highway where the pace is faster may result in tragedy. make an extreme effort to learn and abide by correct procedures of turning. Loads must conform to law. It is unlawful to drive any vehicle so loaded or when there are such numbers of persons in excess of three in the front seat as to obstruct the driver's view to the front and sides or hinder the driver's control over his vehicle. A load must not extend more than 5 feet beyond both the front and rear, inclusive, of the vehicle. If a load projects 4 feet or more from the rear of a vehicle, a red flag at least 12 inches square must be attached at its end in daytime and a red light, visible for at least 200 feet, must be attached to the end at night. On passenger vehicles, a load may not extend beyond the line of the tandem. What to do and expect during law enforcement stop. Law enforcement officers conduct traffic stops for a variety of reasons, including traffic violations and investigations. Although being stopped may be stressful, knowing what to do will help ensure your safety, as well as the safety of the officer and other motorists. When you see emergency lights behind you, stay calm, activate your turn signal and pull off to the side of the roadway as soon and as safely as possible. Turn off the ignition and radio. Stay inside your vehicle unless the officer instructs you to exit. Keep both hands on the steering wheel to ensure they are easily seen. Ask your passengers to remain calm and to stay inside the vehicle while keeping their hands in plain view. Put down your cell phone and other devices. Give the officer your full attention. If there are weapons in the vehicle, inform the officer upon first contact. Do not make sudden moves or search for your driver license or other documents until instructed to do so. If a stop occurs at night, turn on your vehicle's interior lights to assist the officer. During a traffic stop, the officer will identify himself, herself. If he or she is out of uniform, he or she will show you law enforcement credentials, or you may ask to see credentials. In addition, he or she may ask to see your driver license, proof of auto insurance and vehicle registration. If these documents are out of your reach, inform the officer prior to reaching for them. Expect basic questions concerning your trip. If you have questions, respectfully ask the officer to clarify information. Rather than argue with the officer over a traffic violation and/or citation, you may choose to contest the citation in court, where you will have an opportunity to share your perspective. Your acceptance and signature on a traffic citation is not an admission of guilt, but the refusal to a traffic citation may result in your arrest. If during the stop, you feel the officer acted inappropriately, document the officer's behavior and report the officer to his or her agency in a timely manner. The time, date, location, and other details of the stop are key. Do keep in mind traffic enforcement is effective in changing unsafe driving behavior and reducing crashes, injuries, and fatalities. Warnings are designed to deter illegal and/or unsafe behavior. Documents required at traffic stops. Driver license. Proof of insurance. Vehicle registration. Mandatory liability insurance law. The Alabama Mandatory Liability Insurance Law provides that no person shall operate, register, or maintain registration of a motor vehicle designed to be used on a public road or highway unless it is covered by a liability insurance policy. The law was passed to protect consumers when they are involved in an accident. Liability insurance policies must be issued by insurers licensed to do business in Alabama for no less than $25,000 for death or bodily injury to one person, $50,000 for death or bodily injury to two or more persons, and $25,000 for damage or destruction of property. An owner or operator convicted of a mandatory liability insurance violation may be fined up to $500 for the first violation and up to $1,000 for the second or subsequent violation and/or a 6-month driver's license suspension. Phone 334-242-3000. Email mli@revenue.alabama.gov. Window tinting. On all vehicles, regardless of classification, only the upper 6 inches of the front windshield may be tinted with a transparent material. On passenger cars such as sedans, coupes and station wagons, all windows, side and rear, may have tinting that allows at least 32% light transmission. For other vehicles such as SUVs, trucks, vans and RVs, front seat side windows are subject to the same 32% restriction. Darker tinting is permitted on windows behind the driver. Move over law. When approaching emergency vehicles stopped with flashing emergency lights, or wreckers displaying flashing amber lights, motorists on roadways with four or more lanes must vacate the lane closest to the emergency vehicle or wrecker. When changing lanes is unsafe or not possible, the driver must slow to a speed that is at least 15 miles per hour less than the posted speed limit. If driving on a two-lane road, the driver must move as far away from the emergency vehicle or wrecker as possible within his or her lane and slow to a speed that is 15 miles per hour less than the posted speed limit when the posted speed is 25 miles per hour or greater, or travel 10 miles per hour when the posted speed limit is 20 miles per hour or less.